I'm Marcus Lemonis, and you're listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC.
This is where the magic is.
A burger business in New York City.
Don't be shy with the sauce.
Built by four best friends.
He had a dream. We had a passion. I don't know where the went.
Who now can't get along.
So why the would you open up the restaurant on time? That's bullshit.
Hey, that's enough.
It's a dire situation.
I built it for my brother, for my family. I feel I failed them. I really do.
Compounded by lagging sales and mounting debt.
How much are you losing?
$5,000-$6,000 a month.
If these guys can't get on the same page, it's just a matter of weeks before this business goes belly up.
If we don't fix the problem, we're gonna have to close doors.
New York City has a ton of energy, and it's always been a place for dreamers. But when you get on the ferry and you land on Staten Island, it may be less hectic, but there's still a real sense of possibility. It's one reason that I'm excited about today. For 2 years, Sammy LaZoha has been bombarding me with emails asking for my help. He's been hyping this restaurant and how unique it is, and how it sets the standard. But to be honest with you, it's kind of ordinary.
Marcus! It's a pleasure
to meet
Sammy?
You. Sammy?
How are you?
How you doing? Nice to meet you. We've been emailing for, what is it, 2 years now?
2 years?
You've been harassing me?
Marcus, this is my dream. This is it.
Well, come around front.
I originally did the build-out.
Okay.
I put a lot of my funds in here. I put my life savings in here.
How much have you put in?
Around $250,000.
Sammy!
This is my partner, Joe Cavella.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Marcus.
Joseph.
Trenchino.
Joe T.
That's right.
Todd Baslin.
And you're just Todd. So is it you're 25 and they're each? 20?
No, so I own a 45% share.
22 and a half.
10. 22 and a half.
Is the restaurant making money?
No.
How much are you losing a month?
Currently in $5,000-$6,000 a month.
When you don't have the money to pay the bills and you have to fight with your partners to pay the bills, it becomes an issue.
Who acts as the owner operator, the person that unlocks the door and locks the door?
Nobody.
Do you have weekly meetings where you're sitting here going over what we sold for the week?
No.
How?
Keep in mind, none of us have had any restaurant ownership experience at all.
Oh, I don't have to keep it in mind.
Okay,
I picked up on it pretty quick. Look, these guys all have full-time jobs. But in a business like this, you want to have at least one guy that's responsible for the business. One who opens it and closes it and manages it on a daily basis. To me, it feels like these guys are doing this as more of a hobby than a business.
How often are these guys, these owners around?
Todd comes in at night, randomly checks up on us, and so does Sammy.
But if, like, the place was burning down, who would you call?
It's whoever's available, really.
Even the manager of the place doesn't know who's in charge. She doesn't have anybody to lean on.
What's the first place you look if you're going to go eat at a restaurant?
Oh, the bathroom.
Yeah. Check it out.
I just had them scrub this place the other night.
Look at the toilet. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. That's a hot dog machine.
It's a hot dog machine. Why do you keep it here?
We don't have much storage.
And how about this back here? This looks clean to you?
No.
The cleanliness of this restaurant? Well, it's not measuring up to any sort of standard. I hope the food at least does.
What is this back here?
So this is where we prep our patties.
You guys have frozen burgers?
Yes. We reform them, so it looks more handmade.
So they're not really handmade?
No.
Huh. Is everything frozen?
Yeah.
If you're telling me that your burger sets the standard, you kind of lost me at frozen. Or what do you normally like here?
Sometimes I get a shake, which is really good. And I like the fries.
As I walked around and I talked to some of the customers, you'd think that people would go there for the burger and talk about it, how amazing it was.
How was it?
Amazing.
And they were telling me about a milkshake and fries.
What do you recommend?
Well, a lot of people get the Texan. That's like the most number one burger. It's all the standard.
Okay.
OMG.
I'll take one of each. And so who here comes up with all the burgers?
I did the initial menu.
You see, you go from $3.99 to $8.99. It's a big jump. So why isn't OMG $7.15 and a standard $7.25?
There's no logic on it.
There's no logic. Thank you.
Why are you serving that from right there when you can cook right there and give him a good one?
No. Clean that grill so I don't get any of that burnt stuff on it.
I've been in businesses where controlled chaos exists. This place is chaos without the control.
We cook this thing. I don't want answers. I want results. Don't be shy with the sauce.
It's my burger. It's my burger.
Everybody's kind of yelling and complaining and arguing.
Don't tell me why it came this way. Just fix it. This is embarrassing. The whole restaurant's embarrassing.
Yeah.
This business would be best described as a lot of personality and not a lot of process.
So that's the Texan. You have bacon, you have fried onion ring, lettuce, barbecue sauce, American cheese, and cheddar.
Which is this one?
That's the double standard. It's basically a double cheeseburger.
What's in here?
That is the OMG burger. Jalapenos, American cheese, crunchy onions, and you have plantains.
Honestly, I would say the burgers are average. I mean, I have to be honest with you. These burgers in the menu concoctions, they sound like college campus drunk burger concoctions.
We'd be painting a wall and talking about, hey, let's do a brunch burger. Yeah. Let's do a burger with an egg, fried egg on it.
All right, great idea. Sounds awesome. Throw me another beer.
Kinda, sorta, you know.
So most chefs, if they're creating a multitude of burgers, they're understanding how the flavors interact with each other. And there's no sort of science. I thought this was a higher end burger establishment that saw fresh ingredients and interesting things about it that make the burgers different or the fries different. What I really walked into was a burger joint. Red Velvet Shake. You guys make those?
Yes.
So are shakes a big deal here?
Yes.
Are they good margins?
Yes. A lot of people love our shakes.
For every burger that you sell, how many shakes are you attaching?
Probably out of every three or four orders, there's a shake in there.
So 25% attachment?
Probably.
And what is the percentage of attachment for fries to an order?
Almost 80%.
Yes.
Look, in a business like this, most people would think that the money is made in the burger. But to be honest with you, it's made in other things. In this type of business, I think there's a lot more money to be made with French fries and ice cream, where the margins are 85%. The goal is making sure that you attach those things to as many burger orders as you possibly can. That's where the money's gonna get made.
Do you guys have a extra large black t-shirt or a red t-shirt? I wanna put a t-shirt on.
Todd, I think they're in the trunk of your car, Todd.
I wanna work in the kitchen with you guys.
You want red or black?
Where'd you get them from?
They were in Todd's truck.
We have nowhere to store them, so we...
What do you mean you have nowhere to store them? What about the office?
Todd believes that they take them and bring them home and give them to their friends.
They used to disappear and they used to walk out the door. So at that point,
your employees are walking out the door with them.
We also only give an employee one shirt and expect them to wear it 5 days a week when he works 40 hours a week.
These guys can't get along. And what I've seen is a lot of dysfunction. I mean, there's no way to run a business.
Who came up with the red velvet idea?
So my brother Fuji helped me design the whole burger place when we were first originally.
Why isn't he here?
The arguments.
Between you and him? Or?
No, between Todd and him. So they came to a point where they were watching the cameras 24-7.
What cameras?
The cameras in the restaurant. They'll watch them from home, and he would get a phone call, why is the refrigerator door open? You know, and he couldn't take the pressure anymore. He couldn't. And he walked away.
Yeah.
When we lost my brother, Marcus, we really lost the sense of the chef. Why?
His brother doesn't work here anymore because we've all had issues with him.
Did he work? Did he come in early and stay late?
He lived here. He was like having you here when you're not here.
Fuji can get the job done. The problem is you need to give him that direction.
Micromanaging. They will micromanage you till they snap your neck. Literally.
Who will?
Todd in general.
Todd does this, Todd does that. Todd takes the shirts, Todd does anything.
No.
There was times where the store wasn't open till 1 p.m. because he didn't open it.
Fuji was here developing sauces, coming up with ideas, staying till 1 a.m, scrubbing the floor with toothbrushes.
Look, depending on who you listen to, Sammy's brother Fuji is either the guy who ran this business into the ground or the one who made it run.
He helped me develop most of this restaurant on paper before we even came here. And that's the truth, Marcus. That's the truth. And he's not here anymore because of that reason. And it's ridiculous.
It sounds like you're more hurt that your brother was kicked out.
Yeah, you raised me. My parents are hardworking people, you know, first generation. Worked two jobs, sometimes even three.
First generation what?
From Montenegro. He didn't have the opportunities I had in life. Because when he was 18, he was watching me. And this was my opportunity to set him up.
You really built this for him, didn't you?
I built it for
For my brother, for my family, I feel I failed them. I really do.
Why do you feel that way?
He's not here. He's not here. The restaurant's falling apart. He's home for the last 7 months. It's tough. It's really tough, Marcus.
So he doesn't have a job?
He doesn't have a job, no.
Does he live far from here?
He lives in the same house I live in.
How far is that from here?
Right down the block.
Let's call your brother just to...
Yeah.
I'd love to meet him.
The fact that Sammy is willing to be vulnerable and be honest about why he started the business and how much he loves his brother gives me reason to want to dig in more.
Fuji's pulling in right now.
Okay.
Marcus, this is my older brother, Fuji.
How you doing, my man? Nice to meet you. You got a good little brother here.
Yeah.
He's got a big heart.
Definitely.
How long have you been in the restaurant business?
Since 14. I'm 41.
Since you were 14?
Yeah. My father was a chef.
Did you develop a lot of stuff here?
Yeah, the sauces, the burgers.
Why did you decide to leave?
Too many differences, too many bumping heads. Like, instead of having one boss, I had like four bosses. There's too many cameras on me. It's just like, I would get a phone call.
Why'd you leave the fridge open? Or sometimes with Todd, I'll push back against it, and then I'll just say, you know what, Todd, whatever.
Marcus.
Yeah.
It seems to be that the blame that you want to put is all on me. All I do is I try to make sure that it's not costing everybody more money. Because if we're going to talk honest, my partners will just spend and it don't matter.
Now, how do you function a restaurant with someone walking around telling you, we're not going to let them get paid training? Right. You have to train them all together as a group while they're working. Right. I don't spend 100% of my time here, but other people do. Is this place 100%
but actually,
successful?
None of you are here 100% of the time.
No.
The only person that was ever here 100% of the time at some point was Fuji. Right. Hey, guys, can I just have a moment with them too, please? I asked you guys for the first 5 hours I was here. Why don't you have anybody with restaurant experience? And not until 5 hours later did I even find out that you had a brother, that you had a brother that created a lot of the products, that your brother has 20, 30 years of restaurant experience. That's kind of like the most important detail.
Fuji's the only guy with restaurant experience. So when you take a guy out of the equation that had restaurant experience, what did you think was going to happen?
Why don't you make me a burger? Let me see how different it is.
That gives me a reason to at least want to give him a chance.
What are you making here? What do you have in
there? Italian burger. I was like trying to make the Mona Lisa for them, and they are painting a mustache on it.
Right.
Fuji definitely has a different process than what I saw earlier. Not only is he using fresh meat, but he's taking the time to use the right spices and the right blends. That's how a specialty burger is supposed to be made.
Bring that knife, please.
Wow. Looks good.
What do we got?
Wow, this thing's banging.
These burgers are way better than what I had earlier.
Did you try this one? Unbelievable.
Which one is that one?
This is the blue cheese.
Let me get some of that. I'm starving.
It's got the fresh meat and the herbs and the spices.
I'm loving this.
That's the Italian.
They're not perfect, but there seems to be real potential.
They're not bad.
It's time for us to sit down. I want to see the financials.
It's fairly accurate.
I hope it's more than fairly. You're doing about $600,000 a year in sales, and so you definitely have a revenue problem because in this size of a place, you should be doing well over $630,000 a year.
I agree with you.
In the month of October, you did $47,000. $23,500 alone are food costs.
Yes.
The reason that Todd's having to snip you here and snip you here is because he's looking at these food costs and they're offensive.
That's where exactly what the problem is.
You want to know why the doors are about to close? You can't make money with a food cost of 50%. Food costs, on average, should be down in the low 20s.
You're doing $47,000 in revenue.
Right, yes.
$23,500 are food costs.
Food's in there, yeah.
Your rent and your taxes have come out to like 10.7.
And labor's 13, it's right here.
There's another $5,200 between insurance, workers' comp, and utilities. You're only like $64,800 away.
So we're not that far from making money.
No.
And that's what I've always said.
We can fix the product and we can change the process, but these guys have to be able to coexist when I'm not here. And so I have a lot of reservations about moving forward.
If I hadn't come today, what would happen?
I don't think the place would be open much longer.
Why?
The money. And then the personality issues.
If we don't fix the problem, we're going to have to close doors.
I'm going to have to do a lot of work here. And I can't do the deal without a manager here. until one of you has to be here all the time.
All of us keeping our nose in this business, especially my brother-in-law, suffocates the shit out of people.
Okay, but I'm willing to step back, so who wants to do it?
Okay, I'll do it.
So Joe would be here as my manager designee, running the place on a day-to-day basis. We're going to get our food costs right. We're going to come up with some very creative ideas that are going to make us different, and we're not going to micromanage people. The business needs a manager, but I also think it needs somebody with restaurant experience. I don't do this deal without Fuji in the deal for two reasons. Because it's broken his heart that his brother's not here, and his brother is the only one with restaurant experience. I can't do the deal without him. I can't. I'm not doing it. I'm not taking the risk. It's too dangerous for me.
I don't have a problem with Fuji here.
Listen, if you want to put Fuji there and train him, then I think Fuji will be great to you.
For me or for us?
For us.
I think Fuji should have some skin in the game. You know, you give him at least 10%, you know what I mean? Make it serious.
So far, everybody's on board with some pretty big changes, but I have one more commitment that I want from them. I want them to put their money where their mouth is. Here's my offer. If each of you whose businesses, primary businesses, are doing well, are willing to kick in $15,000 apiece, I'll kick in $130,000. The reason that I want each of you to put $15,000 in is I want you to reaffirm your commitment to me. You guys know that when you take my check, I am 100% in charge. And I get 30% of the business. Show me that it's not just a hobby. Put your money where your mouth is.
I do it every day, so you don't have a problem here.
I'm good with it.
We got a deal? $15,000?
$15,000.
$15,000?
$15,000?
$15,000?
Thank you.
Full time?
Yeah, full time.
That's crazy.
Look, these guys, they're like brothers. And if you pair that with their passion, well, it's hard to come by. This could be the real recipe to success. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
So, you're back at Standard Burger, just to let you know. And you have a 10% equity. You love this place from the top to the bottom. You were here from day one. I think if anybody deserves it, it's you.
Thank you, guys. Fuji. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It's good to have the team back.
How's it feel to be back with your brother?
It's good. Yeah, I love him to death.
It's well, because you have no idea what you just did. You didn't just save my business, but you saved my dream, and you let me repay my brother.
You five really are, you're the backbone of this business.
We're the Burger Boys.
Five guys from Staten Island who have a burger place who literally sent me an email every effing day. All right? Okay, guys.
Marcus, thank you so much. Buddy. Thank you.
Let's get everybody together. Last night, we made a deal. I made a deal to invest $130,000 in this business. That $130,000 is gonna go into the business to pay all the past due bills, put money in the bank so that we can buy the right product, not cut corners. In addition to that, I'm getting 30% of the business, but I'm 100% in charge. So Fuji is in charge of the kitchen, so he is now a partner as well. Joseph is now the managing partner. If we're gonna set the standard, it's gonna be my standard. And my standard is way higher than you guys. When I'm done, there will be something special about our food. There will be something unique and different that nobody else on Staten Island will have. We're gonna start over.
Very good, Marcus. I like that very much. I'm ready.
We got a lot of damn work to do. Let's get to work, come on. So Fuji, one of the things that we're gonna do, we're gonna start over on the menu. Now that we've got the chef back, the thing I'm most excited about is getting him into that kitchen to come up with new ideas. I'm looking to kind of see the gold inside of here come out in here.
I'm ready. What do you think about doing like a mixture, like doing a little pork with a little beef or something? Meatballs, sometimes that meat is so juicy because it's got that fat from the pork in there. Maybe like some jalapenos with some brown sugar, like they balance each other out. You gotta play around, try different stuff.
It's important for me to be very clear with these guys on whose job is what.
I wanted to clarify something so we don't keep having these bumpy roads. So who's in charge of the menu?
I should be in charge of the menu.
Why would you be in charge of the menu?
I just want to make sure that some stuff stays there that actually supports the restaurant. That's all.
Well, wouldn't he know that, though? Wouldn't you give him the data?
Okay, yeah, then we
could. You would train him on the data, right? Like, say, here's what's selling, here's what's not.
If you put it that way, yes.
Look, we don't have time for shenanigans, and I don't have time for the drama. What I have time to do is fix the business.
If you want to take something off the menu or put something on the menu, whose decision is that? Mine.
What's up, guys?
I came in this morning, the kitchen's filling up with water. The snow is melting in the back of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Clogged up all our drains.
Where is it coming in?
So I'll show you. We have drains underneath here, but they're clogged up. Yeah, every time we get heavy rain or a little snow melt, same problem.
The issue is that you got all this garbage here, and you got stuff clogged up. It's got nothing to do with the snow.
What did I get myself into?
This place is a mess.
They completely abandoned this place.
Look at this. I got an empty soda machine. I got trash everywhere. I got milk crates everywhere. I got an old fence. You don't need a plumber. You need a construction crew. You guys got to be out of your minds. This is why your business is in trouble. It isn't because of your broken relationships. Are you kidding?
Sonny, we need help.
My job's to work on the numbers and the margins and the process, not to come up here and clean trash. You know anybody that's got a dump truck? We can load this stuff up?
Yeah.
Call them up. Get somebody here now. Come on, man. Seriously.
This is a restaurant, not an auto repair center.
When's the last time that you guys took everything out of this place and cleaned it?
We clean every day.
You're telling me that everything's clean there every day?
Yeah.
Guys, this isn't clean. I mean, look down here. That's not clean.
Dude,
that's disgusting.
I'm frustrated because what I signed up for wasn't this.
Joseph, what is this?
Yeah, that's our current filing system for all POS receipts.
I mean, this is a joke.
Years of financial data and customer receipts are sitting in a cardboard box in the middle of a flood zone. Who runs a business that way?
I would rather you had nothing.
The box is obsolete, though. This is negative steps in the wrong direction. Let's move forward.
I'm just telling you, you are way
more. What would you do with all the tickets at the end of the day?
I either would file them or I would shred them.
This place is filthy. It's almost like these guys gave up. Standard burger feels more like substandard.
I want you to take that off.
Who set the standard?
Yeah, you don't set any standard. Get the razor, take that off. I don't want that standard.
There are a million businesses that I could be working on. I don't need to be wasting my time with a broken burger business with four or five guys that just basically walked away from the place and have left me to clean it up.
This may have been a mistake for me.
Marcus, I don't want you to feel that way.
I do feel that way.
We'll make it right, Marcus. I promise.
Honestly, I think we have to close.
I mean, how long are you talking about closing for?
I don't know. However long it takes.
Look, 3 days ago, I thought we could fix the process and improve the food. But honestly, it's going to take way more than that. If we really want to set the standard, and I truly believe we can, because these guys have the heart and the passion, then we're going to have to tear this place all the way down to the studs and start over. Outside, I'm busting up the concrete, redoing the parking lot, and creating a whole new seating area. More tables, more chairs, more money.
So you're gonna build a shake bar, and it's a radius counter.
I like that bar a lot, man. Nobody's doing this.
One of the things that I wanna do with this space is bring attention to the two business segments that we wanna drive in terms of revenue and profitability. A new ice cream station and a new potato station that have amazing margins.
Take that current dessert area and turn that into the potato station.
If you ever ordered a baked potato, it's a baked potato with some toppings. You sell it for somewhere around $5.99. It probably, with the toppings, costs no more than $1.25. And I like baked potatoes. Where can you get a healthy baked potato today? Nowhere. With the restaurant closed for construction, it is time to make some changes. Standard Burger is good, but I want to be the best.
Welcome, everybody.
We hit Chelsea Market to find the best bread.
Give it a taste.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's unique.
Delicious.
For me personally, a burger isn't a great burger unless it's got great cheese.
Fuji, what did you want to look at here?
Some cow cheeses, some sheep cheeses.
This is made in Vermont. It's got really high moisture content, so it could be a really good melter.
That was some good cheese. Thank you so much.
But the most important part of a burger is the meat.
This is where it all happens, right here.
The magic happens.
We have 1,000,000 pounds of meat in this building.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot of beef.
Have it. I'm hungry. Ideally, we would have a couple variations of quality of meat.
The possibilities are endless.
Something with filet in it on this.
A little bit of age into it. Not too much, because not everybody's a fan of age, but a little bit aged in it. And so we could have Fuji design exactly what he wants and then...
And take it to test.
Our burgers are going to be made with the best meat, and they're going to be topped with the best cheese, and they're going to be served on the best bun. That's how you set the standard. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
My
pleasure.
So we'll see what happens. Let's see what we do.
Marcus.
Hi, guys.
With some major changes to the burger and the building, I feel like we're making a lot of progress. I just want to make sure that we stay that way.
This looks a lot better. As you went through this process of cleaning this place, what did you learn?
I think we had a good start.
Yes.
We went off track a bit.
Yeah.
We went off track a bit because we used to stay two hours past we were closing to make sure the floors were scrubbed down and things were put back.
What is that?
That's a camera.
There's one in here too?
Yeah.
You know why? Because we have people that walk out with product.
Who put the cameras in originally?
The cameras were here from day one.
There were more added cameras.
They added more after?
And then more.
And who added them?
It was between Cavello and Todd.
Fuji, I have to ask you, every time this camera thing comes up, you look like you're about to freak out.
Fuji, you want to answer? We're trying to run a business and the phone would ring every 15 minutes. Why is this?
Okay, but
every time the phone rang, it was like, it's Todd.
Who was it that called you?
No, it wasn't Todd that called you.
Run a business.
That wasn't Todd that called you. This is nonsense.
Yeah, he could tell you anything he wants. You know what
Fuji's
I mean?
Had a bad experience.
Fuji wasn't an angel here.
Look, cameras are always important in a business because you want to monitor traffic patterns and you want to prevent theft. But these cameras, they seem to have been put in place for one reason, and that was to watch Fuji. And that's created a major rift.
Joe, what do you think?
There was a lot of good things Fuji did. But towards the end, there was, guys, Fuji was coming in late, and then there were girls were calling. The staff would call me or Todd and say, we're waiting outside. We can't get in because Fuji's not here.
That's happened a number of times.
Once he would walk in,
he would edit the time clock so that we wouldn't know that the time was.
Who told you? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
I was not here one day late.
Okay.
That was Kristen.
And don't say it's not true.
That's not true. I was a part of the conversation.
Are you kidding me?
Listen.
I was not one day late. I live three blocks away.
What about all the times, hey, nobody's at the burger place, open up.
I'm not saying.
So what the f*** are you talking about? So what are you talking about?
I'm late every day.
He's checking the time.
All right, guys, that's this. I'm not going to go in that here. Hey, that's enough, Fuji, that's enough. Don't let this happen on TV. Stop this.
I was here every single day on time.
Changing the menu isn't that hard, nor is renovating the place. But getting people to coexist and work together, that's the hard part. There are some deep-seated issues here, and quite frankly, we need to rip the Band-Aid off.
The f*** out of here. Okay. I'm done with this conversation, too.
Okay.
You know why he doesn't like it? Because he doesn't want to argue. But I know there's more issues because I see the reaction. Sammy, like that, bud.
This is why I walked away from it. This is why I abandoned this place.
All
this
right.
is the reason. I'm shaking. I can't even deal
with it. Okay, so come on back in here for a second. Here's the reality. The restaurant's closed. So now we have to figure out if we're going to move forward or not.
If your business is in trouble and you need my help, log on to theprofitcasting.com.
The reality of it is that you guys have some deeper problems than just the stuff we dealt with the other day. Once this argument is finished, we're going to move forward.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm a believer that everybody that's standing in this room is committed to this. And so I think from this point forward, there's going to be six guys, we're going to own a burger place, and we're going to kick ass.
Let's go.
And I think the dynamic will work the way you had set it up.
I know they have the right intentions. They just need somebody to get them in line.
But I have to be honest with you. All the cameras are going to go except for the one over the register.
Yeah.
No more discussion about a camera. I don't ever want to hear about cameras in here again.
The conversation that we just had just needed to happen. And I feel like now we're ready to really turn the corner.
We don't need cameras to trust each other. This is the start of something new.
Best part about this whole process for me was you fixing this.
This is just getting fixed.
Right, but I don't want to do that no more.
You don't want to do what?
I'm not arguing with my friends no more for TV. It's not going to happen, so don't do it again.
First of all, don't talk to me that way.
Don't embarrass my friends and family like that again.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm not here for television. I'm here for you. I don't care about television. This guy annoyed me for 2 years because he said he wanted to save his friendship with you. You guys feel like you lost your friendship with each other, right? Mm-hmm. And it was more important for me to come here and fix you guys first because the business will fail if you guys aren't right.
Our relationship, what used to be to now, a night and day. We used to come here because we wanted to be here. We were drawn here. There was a love and commitment here. Now it's, I have to go there. It's a chore. We had a dream. We had a passion. I don't know where the it went and what the happened to it, but we had an idea. We had something that nobody had. Nobody could take it away from us. And it went to And that's what I want to fix. That's why I bothered him for 2 years, because I still believe in it. Still. I'm willing to do all this because I believe in that. That opportunity, that what we had, that dream we all had together.
And I know it's upsetting, but I need you guys to move past it, or this thing's never going to work.
We need to just put this behind us.
You guys are going to be friends or family long after this place
Marcus,
is gone.
You're going to get to know me well. And you're going to get to understand that money never comes in between my friendships or my family.
What I'm noticing is that they now are starting to believe that my intent is to have them work together. And they are starting to trust the process.
We've taken a step forward. Now we have to finish the rest of it. You guys have to trust this process. Okay? Are we clear?
Clear. Can we start making some burgers and some money, please? Get past this crap. Let's go.
What started as a simple renovation has turned into a huge production. I'm going to quadruple my investment and totally reimagine this place. I decided to create a national concept, something that I can use as a prototype, something that if it works, I can scale across the country. And so I wanted to do it right. There's going to be a special section for ice cream and shakes.
What do you think, boys?
And we're adding a custom potato bar. The addition of the potato and the ice cream bar should add about $10 to an average order for a visiting customer. And on an annual basis, they're gonna see about 100,000 people. 100,000 times 10, that's $1 million of revenue.
Success.
I'm excited.
Well, I wanted to bring you guys to Umami Burger because it really has established itself as kind of a real benchmark in fine dining for burgers.
There are a lot of changes that have to happen at Standard Burger. The pricing, the look, the presentation. What I wanted to do is bring them to Umami Burger to see how a good idea actually gets executed.
I'll have the Umami Burger, the signature burger.
Give us the menu.
Give us a little bit of everything.
Marcus is paying. Yeah,
no, no, I'm not paying. He's paying.
I'll pay the bill. I'll start it for you.
Okay.
So when you look at the prices, which are a little more premium, what's our opening price point?
I think our opening price point should be around $8.
I think $7.
Seven.
Yeah.
We want to deliver a high-quality burger with the freshest and finest ingredients. A $7 burger isn't going to work. We want to average a 25% food cost. If the burger costs us $3.50 to make, then the retail price is going to have to be around $12. We're going to operate with the food cost as our basis, not our gut. What is the first thing that somebody will order?
Burger.
And how are we presenting it?
Lettuce, tomato, and ketchup and cheese, that's going to be the standard.
We know that with the margins on fries, right, it probably costs us somewhere around 50 cents with packaging and everything, and we're going to sell our fries for $5. Think about the margins on that. Today, 70% of their revenue comes from selling hamburgers. And so we want to drive the product mix to have hamburgers not be more than 50% of all the product that we sell. The other 50% of the products that we sell have to be products with margins of 80 and 85%, like fries, potatoes, ice cream. We're looking for everybody that we possibly can to order fries with their burger and to get a shake with their burger. That's the way this place makes money.
Bon appetit, guys.
This looks great. Thank you. This looks amazing. In order for this relationship to be successful, and not have the kind of nonsense that happened yesterday, you can't crash into each other. And you have to respect each other and trust each other.
Clean slate. Like we're opening our doors again as a brand new restaurant. Brand new us.
Brand new us, true.
To the Burger Boys.
The Burger Boys.
The Burger Boys. So. After a month of renovation, and $400,000. I've seen pictures, I've seen video, but nothing compares to being there for the first time and seeing it all done.
So Marcus, what do you think?
This patio came out great. This was big balls on both of our parts.
I tell you, man.
Even before I go inside, I'm already seeing a huge revenue boost. We have 52 seats outside, double what we had before. So for 8 months a year, that means double the revenue.
The place looks beautiful. I could have never imagined this.
All right, my man, let's get in there.
Yeah.
I am blown away.
Blown away, right?
The space is warmer, so friendlier than I thought it was going to be.
I've done other larger projects when we're building from the ground up. But in terms of transformation, this is by far the biggest yet. I spent over $400,000 rebranding and reconcepting Standard Burger. Everything's different inside. The lighting, the tables, the kitchen equipment. Honestly, it's a whole new business.
What do you think? You like it?
I think it looks amazing.
The new menu board, the craft sodas and beers. Everything is different.
This place looks amazing.
And I have to tell you, I think we have a real winner.
Well, I can't believe is how many people are here.
That's coming right now.
It's packed.
When I first got to Staten Island, they had 50 seats that turned an average of 3 times per day at $10 an average order. That's $1,500 a day in revenue. Now with the outside patio and the new inside space, we have 100 seats. If those same 100 seats turn the same 3 times per day, well, that's 300 customers. But our average order is now $15 per customer. That's $4,500 per day, an increase of $3,000 per day. On an annualized basis, that's a little over $1 million a year in increased revenue.
You had the Standard Burger?
We've dramatically changed the menu to not only 5 signature burgers, but we built an entire business model off of potatoes.
Throw an order of yuca in, I want to try it.
Whether that's different types of fries, like regular fries, sweet potato fries, or yuca. We added all those things.
Check it out. This came out nice.
Came out beautiful.
Pick your potato, pick your toppings.
Simple.
Oven, go.
Yep. And in addition to that, we built a very high margin, very popular baked potato bar. It gives people the chance to buy a baked potato or a sweet potato stuffed with all their favorite toppings. We've also added an ice cream bar Not only is there scoops of ice cream, but what we have now is a cake shake.
It is so good.
It cost us about $1.78 to build the shake, including all the products that go in there. We sell that shake for $5. So we know the margins are spectacular. Yeah.
You guys are the only ones with red velvet ice cream on the island. How many people on the island are serving yuca fries?
None.
If we just sell ice cream and fries, we're good to go.
That's it. The burgers are really just complimenting into an ice cream and fries.
And then the baked potatoes have great margins
also,
as well.
Also huge.
Is the Wi-Fi system set up from AT&T?
Yes, AT&T came in. They set up the free Wi-Fi, which was great. The customers are going to love that.
Okay. Well, it allows them to communicate and they can take pictures, put them on Instagram.
Yeah, we love that. We encourage them to do it.
But we should be able to get to the point where we can take orders remotely. Like if this line gets long, we can start to take orders over there or take them outside or take them remotely over there.
Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. What is this, all the orders?
Yeah.
Let's see how high we can make it. The energy level, the enthusiasm level, the vibe in here, compared to the first day I met you guys, it's like I'm in a totally different place. Are there any cameras here we should be looking for?
You can't take them all away.
I'm proud of what these guys have done. And in the end, they recognize that being together as friends, almost like family, is the only way to be. And now they have a business that's been rebuilt, and their relationships have been rebuilt.
What I wanted to do was do something that really represented the relationship that you guys have and the history that you have and the family that you have, okay? All right, so let me show you.
I started with investing in a small place in Staten Island. And what I've ended up investing in is a national concept that I think is portable.
You guys are the faces of the business, and you should have some fun with it.
I love it. Thank you, okay? Marcus. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think my investment was definitely worth it.
You've been listening to The Profit, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis. For more of The Profit, subscribe today wherever you listen.